Immigration blueprint.
A corrupt and broken system that can be changed in 20 minutes.
Abortion battle takes shape.
What we're seeing is a national coordinated effort.
Toxic water in a town scorched by fire.
If my kids get cancer in 20 years, I'll never forgive myself.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaifen. President Trump is set to propose an immigration plan today, and the focus is on the people he believes should be allowed to come here. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
This plan, crafted by the president's son-in-law Jared Kushner, proposes a major shift to the country's system of legal immigration. Far fewer of your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, and more educated English speakers who come with job offers already in hand. They would get the higher scores necessary to be admitted to the country under a new point-based system the president will propose today in the Rose Garden. Extended family ties would no longer guarantee entry. The diversity visa lottery would be scrapped. The White House says such a plan would raise wages, and not just for the higher-skilled immigrants who would qualify for entry. But the plan, as the president will roll it out today, offers nothing for the so-called dreamers. It also aims to more quickly remove asylum seekers, and it enables the building of the border wall in prioritized areas. Plenty for Democrats to oppose. Steve?
Well, early this morning, the Missouri Senate approved a restrictive abortion bill. It came hours after action by the governor of Alabama. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey has signed a bill into law that bans nearly all abortions in the state, even in cases of rape and incest. State Attorney General Steve Marshall.
I'm sure that we'll be in litigation shortly after it's signed into law. My responsibility is to be able to defend the laws of the state, and that's what we intend to do here.
Jenna King Shepherd is a pro-choice advocate.
The thing that's so unconscionable about this bill is that a woman's rapist will serve less time in prison than a doctor who performs her abortion.
The bill's sponsors want to give conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court a chance to gut abortion rights nationwide.
Even televangelist and abortion opponent Pat Robertson called the Alabama law extreme. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
When you have some 20-odd cases on their way to the Supreme Court, the chances are solid that one or more will be before the high court within a short period of time, meaning within about a year.
Investigators have now confirmed what's been suspected for months. Utility power lines caused the big fire in Northern California that killed at least 85 people and wiped out most of the town of Paradise. The big problem for the small number of residents who've returned is that much of the drinking water is now toxic.
If we can't have clean water, then we can't have a town.
Jesse Thompson's concerned about cancer-causing benzene that's been found in damaged pipes. Kevin Phillips is the water systems manager.
The process we're facing is monumental. It's something that there's no game plan that's been written for it.
White House officials will brief congressional leaders today on the new threat they see to Americans from Iran. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
U.S. officials insist they have hard evidence on the threat from Iran, including pictures of ballistic missiles loaded on Iranian boats. The American military buildup continues. A carrier strike group headed by the USS Lincoln has now arrived in waters south of the entrance to the Persian Gulf.
China has blasted a Trump administration move to put the telecom giant Huawei on a U.S. blacklist. It effectively bans the company's equipment from American networks. U.S. officials say Huawei and others could pose an espionage threat. The FCC has announced new steps to try to block robocalls. Here's CBS's Gary Nunn.
We all get them and wish they would stop.
This is Susan with Credit Card Relief.
Robocalls by the billions relentlessly flood landlines and cell phones, 5 billion just last month, some friendly, some threatening.
You will be taken under custody by the local cops.
The FCC stepping in.
We've authorized carriers to block robocalls from certain spoofed numbers.
FCC head Ajit Pai also says that users can choose to get calls only from numbers in their contacts list. It's unclear if international calls can be stopped. CBS tech contributor Nick Thompson.
This will help? Will it empty the ocean of robocalls? No.
And eventually, he says, robocallers will figure out ways around it.
There are now 24 Democrats in the presidential race. The latest is New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. He announced his candidacy in a video. Income inequality is a key issue for him.
There's plenty of money in this world. There's plenty of money in this country.
It's just in the wrong hands.
Dallas police searched the offices of the city's Roman Catholic diocese. CBS's Nikki Batiste says it's part of a widening investigation into child sex abuse.
According to an affidavit obtained by CBS News, police say they questioned the diocese about missing details in a priest's file from a 2004 abuse case. Only after that inquiry did the diocese reveal 51 pages had been left out, which included one victim's claim of sex abuse.
The Wall Street Journal reports the College Board plans to assign an adversity score to students who take the SAT. It's designed to capture their social and economic background. Hollywood's big night had humble beginnings. CBS's Steve Futterman looks at Oscar on a milestone day.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Academy Award.
Today, Oscar turns 90.
The annual Academy Awards. 2 hours of sparkling entertainment spread out over a four-hour show.
This is where the first award show took place, here in the Blossom Ballroom at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. In 1929, it was a pretty low-key event. Today, 90 years later, it's an event watched around the world.
Live from the Dolby Theater at Hollywood.
And the winner...
Oscar winners include a who's who of films and performers.
Titanic, The Sound of Music.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
And there have been many unexpected, memorable Oscar moments.
La La Land.
2 years ago, the wrong film was announced as Best Picture.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
In recent years, there have been complaints about Oscar's lack of diversity, but at 90, the Oscars remain arguably the most well-known award show in the world. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Hollywood.
A major experiment suggests that reducing fat in the diet and adding more fruits and vegetables can cut a woman's risk of dying of breast cancer by 21%.
A new study involved 49,000 menopausal women over two decades. It showed healthy women who modified their diets for at least 8 years, who eventually developed breast cancer, had a 21% lower risk of dying of the disease compared to others who ate as usual. The women who ate low fat were also diagnosed with fewer breast cancers. The diet change, though, did not lower the risk of developing breast cancer in the first place, which was the study's main goal. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A Georgetown University junior is suing the school for expelling him and blocking a transfer of credits. Adam Semprevivio's father pleaded guilty in the college admissions scandal, but the student says he was unaware of payments that were made to get him into Georgetown. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.